Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Walmart Inc., ticker symbol WMT, one of the biggest players in the retail space. If you're looking to understand whether Walmart is a solid addition to your portfolio, or if it's time to rethink your position, stick around. We're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about Walmart today? Well, it's no secret that this retail giant has been making waves with its latest earnings and strategic moves. With Amazon recently overtaking them as the largest retailer by revenue, there's a lot to unpack about how Walmart is positioning itself for the future. We'll break down their numbers, see how they stack up against competitors, and figure out if the stock is still a buy at its current price. If you're new here, make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about who Walmart is for those who might not be fully familiar. Founded in 1945 and headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart Inc. is a global retail behemoth operating in retail, wholesale, and e-commerce. They've got three main segments: Walmart US, Walmart International, and Sam's Club. With over 2.1 million employees worldwide, they're not just a retailer, they're a massive economic force. Their business model is built on low prices, high volume, and an expansive supply chain, which has kept them at the top of the game for decades. Now they're pushing hard into e-commerce and higher margin areas like advertising and memberships to keep up with the digital age. Let's move into the revenue breakdown to see where Walmart's money is coming from. For fiscal year 2025, Walmart reported total revenue of about $681 billion, a solid increase from the previous year. Breaking it down by segment, Walmart US is the biggest contributor, bringing in $462.4 billion, which is the lion's share of their top line. Sam's Club, their membership-based warehouse segment, generated $90.2 billion, while Walmart International added $121.9 billion. Geographically, the U.S. dominates with $557.6 billion in revenue, while non-U.S. operations account for $123.4 billion. What stands out here is their continued strength in the domestic market, but international growth and e-commerce are becoming critical pieces of the puzzle, especially as they compete with Amazon. Now let's dig into their earnings performance. For fiscal year 2026, Walmart posted a net income of $21.9 billion on revenue of $713.2 billion, which translates to an earnings per share of $2.07, up from $2.42 in 2025. That's a nice jump, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also improving profitability. Operating income for 2026 came in at $29.8 billion, a healthy increase from $29.3 billion the year prior. One key takeaway here is that their operating income is growing faster than sales in some quarters, which points to better efficiency and margin expansion, likely driven by their focus on e-commerce and higher-margin businesses like advertising. These numbers reflect a company that's managing costs well while scaling up. I also took a look at some of the commentary from their Q4 F2025 earnings call to get a sense of management's outlook. They highlighted strong performance across all segments, with e-commerce sales climbing over 20% year over year. Leadership emphasized their investments in automation and digital initiatives as key drivers for future growth. They're also doubling down on customer value and convenience, which is critical in a competitive landscape with players like Amazon and Costco. Management seems confident about their ability to navigate challenges like inflation and supply chain pressures, focusing on long-term growth through tech and operational efficiencies. This aligns with the financial trends we're seeing, so it's a positive signal for investors. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture of Walmart's health. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for FY 2026 sits at about 24.9%, which is consistent with prior years, showing they're maintaining their low-price, high-volume strategy without sacrificing too much margin. Net profit margin is around 3.1%, which isn't huge, but reflects the razor-thin margins typical in retail. Moving to the balance sheet, Walmart had total assets of $284.7 billion in 2026, with cash and equivalents at $10.7 billion. Their total liabilities are $185.1 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.67, which is manageable for a company of this size. Current ratio is below 1 at 0.79, indicating they might face some short-term liquidity challenges, but their operating cash flow of $41.6 billion in 2026 shows they're generating plenty of cash to cover obligations. Return on equity is a solid 23.7%, meaning they're delivering good value to shareholders. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable, cash-generating giant with room to grow. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $125.81, Walmart's market cap is over $1 trillion, which is massive. Their trailing P/E ratio is around 44.8, which is pretty high for a retailer, and suggests the market has priced in a lot of future growth. Looking at forward P/E estimates for 2027, it's projected at 43.4, dropping to 38.5 by 2028, indicating expectations of earnings growth over time. Price-to-sales ratio is 1.37, which isn't unreasonable given their revenue scale. Compared to the specialty retail industry average PE of about 40, Walmart is slightly above the norm, but their size and stability might justify it. However, some analysts have flagged the valuation as rich, nearly 50x forward earnings in some projections, which could mean limited upside unless they exceed growth expectations. Dividend yield is modest at 0.76%, so this isn't a stock for income-focused investors. My take? The valuation feels stretched, but their growth in e-commerce and alternative revenue streams could support it if executed well. Let's do a quick SWOT analysis to weigh Walmart's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Strong revenue growth, improving margins, and a massive global footprint with over 2 million employees. Their push into e-commerce with over 20% growth in online sales is a huge plus. On the weakness side, their net profit margins are still thin, which is a challenge in retail, and they've recently lost the top retailer title to Amazon, signaling intense competition. For opportunities, expanding higher-margin businesses like advertising and memberships could be a game changer, and their investments in AI and automation might drive efficiency. As for threats, competition from Amazon and Costco is fierce, and economic downturns could hit consumer spending, especially for low-income households that make up a big chunk of their customer base. Plus, their stock's high valuation leaves little room for error. Overall, Walmart has a strong foundation but needs to innovate to stay ahead. Looking at recent performance, Walmart's stock has had a strong run over the past few years. Over the last 5 years, it's up an impressive 167.95%, crushing the broader market. In the past year alone, it's gained 26.52%, showing solid momentum. However, short-term moves tell a different story, down 7.32% in the past week, though up 3.61% over the last month and 14.83% over 3 months. This volatility could be tied to broader market sentiment or concerns about their valuation. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which is bullish, but that recent weekly drop might signal a pullback. If you're a short-term trader, keep an eye on support levels around 120. If it breaks, we could see more downside. Long-term investors might not sweat these fluctuations as much given the overall trend. Finally, let's touch on intrinsic value to see if Walmart is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow model and factoring in their free cash flow of $41.6 billion in 2026, projected growth rates, and a discount rate based on their beta of 0.67, we can estimate a fair value. I've also considered their reinvestment needs and the competitive landscape in retail. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Walmart comes in around $110 per share, which is below the current market price of $125.81. This suggests the stock might be overvalued by about 14% based on fundamentals. Of course, this is just one model, and market sentiment or future growth in e-commerce could justify the premium. But for value investors, this might be a signal to wait for a better entry point. So, what's the final verdict on Walmart? They're a powerhouse with strong financials, impressive growth in e-commerce, and a clear strategy to tackle competition. However, the valuation feels a bit frothy, and losing the top retailer spot to Amazon raises questions about their long-term dominance. For long-term investors, Walmart remains a solid hold, especially if you believe in their digital transformation. But if you're looking to buy, I'd wait for a dip closer to that $110 mark. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Walmart? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.